Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, Trey Wingo here, and the Michael K Show with Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg starts right now. Question, will this be a day without a Don rant?
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K Show. We thank you for joining us on this Monday, November 21st, 2022. Michael K, Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg. Not a good Sunday for the locals.
I was going to answer Trey. My prediction is today we may not make it without a Don rant. I don't know if we will.
Well, you know the song American Pie.
Sure I do, Don McLean.
One of the my favorite songs of all time. This feels like the day football died.
Oh, my.
In New York.
Yes.
So you drove your Chevy to the levee.
And the levee was dry.
Everyone's levee was dry yesterday.
Well, obviously the Giants, you can't be a shock because we've been waiting for this from the Giants, and the Giants got outplayed by the Lions. But we'll start with the Jets, and the Gang Green report on 98.7 ESPN is driven by Ramsey Mosa. It's awfully hard to win a game when you have 2 yards of offense in the second half. When your quarterback is so fragile that you can't blame the offensive coordinator. Please don't blame LaFleur for this. I mean, it's like you have Venus de Milo as a quarterback. You cannot have Venus throw. Venus doesn't have arms. So LaFleur is simply trying his best not to have this kid make a mistake. And please don't hang your hat on the fact that he didn't have an interception, because he should have. McCourty had one right in his hands. Another one was just missed as well. He played so poorly. I'm not ready to give up on the guy. But two yards of offense in the second half is not going to get it done.
Well, there's playing poorly, Michael. And then this is what happened after the game. Do you feel like you let the defense down? No. What a privileged punk this kid has turned out to be, and it makes me sick.
Here's the clip he's talking about.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
This is a kid, and this is going to circle back to the huge, gargantuan mistake that the Jets made in his rookie year by not getting a veteran quarterback at the beginning of the year and letting this kid sit and watch behind a veteran. Because you don't watch behind a veteran just to see how you deal with the X's and O's and the plays. You find out what it is to be a quarterback and a leader of a team. And this kid doesn't know how to do either. Because, let's face it, Michael, he's come from a place of privilege his entire life. His family had money. Goes to BYU, doesn't have to worry about being challenged, comes to the NFL, they don't get him a veteran quarterback, gets his job automatically back after injury, and he's never been challenged. And it just seems to me like there is a disconnect. Clearly, he's starting to lose players in that locker room. I've seen it happen before. I covered the Giants in 99. Tiki was going after Strahan. The room fell apart. And that's happening now. This kid's just not ready. You can't answer that question like that. Did you see how Josh Allen handled it the week before after throwing a brutal pick? Took complete responsibility for the loss. Complete responsibility. The week before, he didn't complain about his injury when he lost to the Jets. Took full responsibility. And you go out there and play like absolute crap, and you don't take ownership of it? That's lack of leadership, lack of talent, lack of a quarterback. And the shame of it is, this is a championship caliber defense. And they've got no shot because of this kid.
Now, here is Rex Ryan on with DiPietro and Rothenberg today. And he was asked about Zach's comments.
Well, Zach Wilson, how about you step up and take some arrows? How about you step up and take responsibilities? And I don't care if they're your fault, coaching's fault, or not, or anything. You will be better off if you will take the responsibilities. The one thing about the greatest city in you know, on the planet, New York City, and you represent that when you play for the Jets, they respect toughness. What they don't respect is exactly what this guy did. Deflecting things, moving it off of it. Can't you take it? Not only did you lose, you got a chance to lose your locker room, you may lose your fan base with comments like this. This ain't just some podunk city you represent. You represent New York City. You need to know the difference and recognize it. Mark Sanchez did. Mark Sanchez gets criticized and sometimes he doesn't get the respect that he should. You know what? He's okay with it. That's why I took him. I knew he was tough. This guy's holding us back at you know, will the Jets make the playoffs? I don't know. If Mark Sanchez was the quarterback, I'd say yes.
I love him.
I love him.
He always
makes it about himself. Yeah. Almost to a talent and almost to a respect level. Where you know what? You kind of love him for it.
But in this case, even though it sounded so random, him going and talking about Mark Sanchez, in this case, it sort of fits just in the sense that, guys, wouldn't you agree in both of those Patriots games? If they'd gotten Mark Sanchez level play, they would have won those games.
Now, Rex, strangely enough, used the same word that Don just used.
What separates this guy from the kid in Philadelphia? Jalen Hurts? Why? That dude's a winner. He puts everything on his back. That's what he's got to grow up and understand that, hey, you know what? It's on me. Start with that. Just like, hell, I got to get better. I've got to be more accurate with the football. I've got some great receivers. My offensive line does a good job. I don't care if they're garbage. That's how you got to approach these things, especially in this city. This city is about, like, they love tough-ass people. And you right now, this guy ain't a tough dude. He's more of a punk than he is a tough ass.
There you go. So Don used that word, and he used that word as well. Now, this bleeds into the other question that was asked Saleh after the game. Would you think about switching quarterbacks? And he said, it's the furthest thing from my mind. And we asked Saleh that like 3 weeks ago after the other Patriot game. And he said, the only way that Zach Wilson's going to leave the ball game or be benched is if he's hurt. Well, he might have to eat his words. Now, I thought about this a lot because the kid's only in his second year. But here's what the Jets have to answer. If you are going to continue to call the offensive scheme this way, where he does not make a mistake, where you have to rely on the running game, where you will not have him make a pass that has any danger to it, then you're not learning anything about him anyway. So you might as well put in Mike White or elevate Joe Flacco again. You might as well. Now, I'd be okay. I would co-sign on this. We're going to open it up and see exactly what this kid's about over the last 8-9 games. If we don't make the playoffs, we don't make the playoffs, but at least we'll know, do we have a quarterback in the future? Because, Don, they're not finding out about the future the way they use this guy. They're just not. They're babying him. They're putting handcuffs on him. It's quarterbacking. It's NFL quarterbacking with training wheels. They're not allowing LaFleur to take any chances with this guy because they don't want to make mistakes because they know their defense is so good, they don't want to give points from the offense.
I know, I understand that, but why is there the sense of urgency to win this year? I know you want to win every single year. This defense is young, man. This defense isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Find out if you got a quarterback. Because you look around the league, right? Like, who's good? You thought Minnesota was good. And boy, they didn't look great on Sunday, right? Philadelphia the last couple of weeks, they haven't looked like the best team in the NFL. You know who looks great? Kansas City. Why? Because they've got a quarterback. When you got a quarterback, you got a chance to win. When you don't have a quarterback, you got to do these fugazi things like what the Giants are doing and the Jets are doing and finding another way and running the football and coming up with different schemes to hide the weakness of a lack of a quarterback. But you spent a second overall pick on this guy. You got to find out what you got.
I'm going to argue with you on one sense, though. It doesn't require that much. Like, how bad would that plan have been if Zach had even been pedestrian yesterday? He hasn't even been pedestrian. Because, Don, I'll make the argument on the flip side to the Commanders making the decision to go with Heinicke. He's not special, but he's doing enough pedestrian quarterback play that with a good defense and a running game, you can win games. Zach hasn't been able to do enough basics to get them wins. That's the part that kills you. Guys, you felt like there was no chance when they got the ball the entire second half. You never thought there was a chance they could move the ball.
But is the lack of really opening it up the reason why he feels like he's so far behind? Remember, he missed most, if not all, of training camp. Yep. He got hurt in the first preseason game. What did he come in, week four?
Yep.
You know, and he's throwing, what, 17, 20 times? Again, don't make a mistake, kid. Go out and manage the game, kid. We're going to run. We're gonna play defense.
Right, but, so what are you learning about?
Right, and you've got the weapons. You went out and spent picks on weapons, right? You went out and got Wilson, and you haven't figured out how to really open it up because you're afraid to lose games. But sometimes you got to lose before you can win. And then you get in situations where now he just doesn't look like he's ready to play. And this is at the end of year two now. Now you go into next year, Michael, and at the end of that year, you got to decide on whether you're going to give him the fifth-year option. So it becomes decision time pretty quick.
Well, here's a stat that tells you how they're handling Zach Wilson. I think his average yards per pass attempt is a smidge over 3 yards.
Oh, wow.
The best quarterbacks in football, it's between 8 and 9 yards. He's throwing a third of what they're throwing. And I also want, he gets all the blame, but they have drilled it so much into his head. If you're in trouble, throw the ball away. You know, don't do off-schedule. I think he throws the ball away all the time now. That's not how you become a great quarterback. Great quarterbacks do throw off their back foot, do throw on the run. They completely neutered the guy. They're in his head. And you could even see when the wide receivers were complaining after the game, it wasn't so much that they were killing Zach Wilson. You know what they were doing? They were killing the game plan. Let us do more. Things like that. Because one more time, I'll tell you this. And Don, one thing I disagree with you about, what's the urgency to make the playoffs? You know what? The Jets haven't made the playoffs in over 10 years. If you can make the playoffs, you want to make the playoffs. You want to. So I don't know if there's an order from up high that you've got to play Wilson. I don't know if there's an order from up high that you've got to make the playoffs. But those are two negative things where they're not jiving together. Because I don't think you make the playoffs with Wilson playing this way. You can't.
No.
You can't beat these teams with Wilson playing that way.
Yeah, but you mentioned you got to try to make the playoffs when you have a chance to make the playoffs because they haven't gone to the playoffs in 2010. But is that Saleh and Douglas's problem? I mean, they've got to pay the price of the Gases of the world and the Idziks of the world, the McKagans of the world, at the expense of your future. I mean, that's why the Giants didn't make a move at the deadline because they have a plan moving forward and they weren't going to corrupt that plan by trying to sneak into the playoffs this year. Yeah, you want to make the playoffs, but you don't want to change your plan. What's the Jets' plan? Is it to make the playoffs this year? Well, it might come at the expense of developing your quarterback. Is it develop your quarterback? Well, then it might come at the expense of making the playoffs. You can't do two things at once. The one thing I disagree with, Joe Namath disagreed with me, Steve Young disagrees with me, everybody disagrees with me. They believe you could still develop a quarterback and win. I don't think you can. Maybe you can out of coincidence, but you've got to decide, am I here to win or am I here to develop a quarterback? When you try to do both, Michael, then something's going to hurt. It's going to come at the expense of something.
No, you can do it if it's Justin Herbert. You can do it if it's someone who's good enough to do it.
Also,
but you mean really develop?
I think they really got hurt when Breece Hall went down. I really do. I mean, they got a decent running game, but that was a dynamic running game. And you could see yesterday with the Giants, when Saquon Barkley is stopped, then all of a sudden, the defense doesn't even worry about the quarterback. And you could say, well, Daniel Jones had over 300 yards, anemic 300 yards, didn't mean anything. Well, Zach Wilson had 77 yards yesterday. 77 yards. There are some quarterbacks that get that on the opening drive. And then you watch the game on NBC last night, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, God.
I mean, those two quarterbacks are playing, they're playing a different sport than Zach Wilson. They're just playing a different sport. They do things that they don't even allow Zach Wilson to think about doing because they've neutered him. So I don't know if they've neutered him because he can't do it or they've neutered him because they don't want mistakes and they want to make the playoffs. Well, both New York teams suffered a blow yesterday in making the playoffs. The Jets could have been in first place if they won that game. And they're in last place after losing the game. And on top of how badly Wilson played, to lose it on that.
Oh.
To lose it on that. A punt, the first punt return for a touchdown in all of the NFL all year. I mean, it's crushing. How do you come back from that?
Did you see Salah afterwards?
He looked like he died. He died inside.
Well,
Peter and I died.
Yeah, our picks died in that moment. Yeah. You know how much of a lock the hook felt like?
I know.
It really felt like, oh, there's no way this goes.
Well, and I figured at some point they're going to tackle him at the 30, at the 25, at the 20, boom, and they kick a field goal. We're good.
I know.
But our picks are a disaster. We'll talk about it later. But no, it's a gut punch. What it is, it's a reality check for both of these teams, okay? I love the start of this football season. It's so amazing to be relevant. But what this week showed you is that maybe these teams aren't ready. Yeah, on an arbitrary day, out of nowhere, any given Sunday, Jets beat the Bills. But overall, guys, do the Jets have a quarterback? And the Giants' scheme can work to a point. But once they figure out how to stop the run, and you've got to throw, and there's barely anybody to throw the ball to, and this defense, guys, comeuppance for them as well. A lot of missed tackles, a lot of penalties. They didn't play well, and they deserved what they got. And now they got blown out for the first time. So now you begin to wonder, what are the Giants moving forward? I don't know if there's going to be one game I think they'll be a favorite the rest of the way, and that's the home game against the Colts, and I'm not even sure about that.
And I don't think the Giants are winning another game. Yesterday.
Colts play them very tough.
I'm not sure the Giants may win another game. That's how down I feel about them right
now. Wow.
Well, you're not going to win on Thursday, you wouldn't think, right? You see the Cowboys?
I can't see. What's the line there?
I haven't seen it yet.
Because that feels right.
I think I saw 9.5.
Cowboys rarely cover on Thanksgiving, but
that's probably why. And then you got the Commanders. And oh, by the way, the Commanders, they're starting to win. They've got a really good defense. So this whole, well, we'll split against the Commanders. We'll beat the Colts. We'll get our 9 wins. We'll go into the playoffs. Do you feel comfortable with that right now?
No. Now, here's Mike Tannenbaum earlier today about what to do with Zach Wilson.
The New York Jets have to bench Zach Wilson. They don't have a choice in the matter, and here's why. They have a really good defense. They have a team that has a meaningful chance to make the playoffs. For all the Jet fans out there, they have something to root for, but Zach Wilson is not good enough. He just isn't. I mean, he couldn't complete a pass behind the line of scrimmage. When you have 2 yards of offense in the second half, I don't know how you could go to the stadium next week, guys, against the Chicago Bears and have Zach Wilson as your quarterback.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why I love what Mike T said there. And here's why I think benching him is reasonable. Don, tell me what you think. You have the performances, which have been god-awful. But then you have what he did after the game yesterday. Right. I think benching him is the perfect way to find out what this kid's about. Perfect way to find out.
Challenge him.
Sit his ass down for a few weeks and see. And if he completely recoils, can't deal with it, becomes a cancer, you got your answer. If he's able to say, you know what, I haven't been good, I'm going to go sit behind Joe Flacco. Go do that.
Well, that's the question, is because right now Mike White's the backup.
That's so weird.
I know Flacco's 100 years old, but he's actually got more touchdown passes than Wilson this year. He's a veteran. He's been there. He's done that. Now, does that necessarily help them win the games? Because we don't know what White can do, right? We've seen some great things from him last year. But I want this kid to watch a professional go out there and play. What it is to deal with adversity. What it is to deal with his wide receivers.
To have accountability
know
after a
game. Know the plays! Yeah. I mean, you saw Dan Orlovsky today on social media. There's questions on whether he knows the playbook. And then watch Joe Flacco after a loss. How he deals with people in the locker room. How he deals with the media. All these things are important pieces. I'd have Joe Flacco start on Sunday.
Do you know Joe Flacco has more touchdowns than Wilson?
He just said that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And you know he only has 2 less touchdowns than Russell Wilson?
Well, Russell Wilson also had a bad game again.
Yeah, it's not good.
What did I say?
That was a hard week to pick.
We proved that. I'd do it again. I love, even
Bear had a terrible.
Yeah, I'd love the Jets pick, though. I'd bet you'd do it again.
I would do it again.
It was guaranteed. We got it. If that punt return, it's ridiculous.
It was a Lachosaurus is what it was.
It was a Lachosaurus Rex. Yeah. It was going to be 6-3 Patriots. And Don, I would have never.
Or 6-3 Jets, either way.
I would have never doubted. I looked up the whole day and went, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, you aren't. That's the Gang Green Report, driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. All right, let's go to the phones and see what you're thinking. Let's go to Phil in Buffalo. Phil.
How you doing today, Mike?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I was just wondering, I know you guys are talking about Wilson, that you think he should be benched. Now, did he win 5 games before he lost these 2 to the Patriots? I mean, he's got Belichick, is what I really think. Belichick.
No, I don't think he did yesterday. I don't think he did, Phil. I don't think he did yesterday, Phil. I think he got Belichick at MetLife. I don't think he got Belichick yesterday.
No, I really don't. I don't think he got Belichick the first time they met either. I mean, anemic offensive football. And yeah, they did win some games before him.
Despite him.
But I don't think it was because of him.
No.
They haven't won one game because of him.
You know, he did have that big first down throw on. But think about the game-winning drive against the Bills. They ran pretty much exclusively until the 3rd and 6. I give him credit for completing that pass, but they haven't asked him to do a lot here.
I think that they're caught between the proverbial rock and a hard place. Again, I will repeat what I said earlier. If you're not going to unleash him and see what he's about, and you're going to have him be a game manager, you're not finding out what he's about anyway, so you might as well bring somebody else in, because he's not able to move the chains, and they're not able to call plays to take advantage of the talent they have at wide receiver. I would be okay with passing on the season and not making the playoffs if you let this guy wing it around the field. Let's see what he can do. Is there greatness there? Because after 2 seasons, you should see a semblance of it. We didn't see it with Sam Darnold, and we're not seeing it now. We're not. We saw more from Sam Darnold.
You know, Rex brings up Sanchez. Sanchez was asked to manage the game. Okay, I think Rex gets a little giddy about the Sanchez era. He didn't have a lot of ability. But those first couple of years, he did what he was asked to do. But the Jets had a lot of age on that team. They were older offensive line, older defense. They felt like they wanted to win at that moment. This team's young, man. This offensive line still has a lot of growth to do. They had some injuries they had to deal with yesterday as well. But this defense is young. I don't know why you have to throw all the eggs into this year's basket. Why? Because they haven't gone to the playoffs since 2010?
Yeah.
And not come at the expense of your quarterback? You're not going anywhere without one. I'm sorry, this is not 1985, where you can go out there and win with a great defense. You need quarterback play. And you got to find out if you got one, because, Michael, if you don't, then where are you going again? There's no free agent out there to get. What, are you going to go sign Daniel Jones? Look, Garoppolo doesn't look like he's going anywhere. When it looked like you might have been able to get him, what is it going to be, Teddy Bridgewater again? What are you going out to do? You're not going to be able to draft a quarterback because you probably have too many wins to get yourself a high pick.
This is truly the most important decision that a GM can make, and if you whiff on it, you could ruin your whole time there. You could get fired.
Well, and continuation of that. What a huge moment it is for Saleh, too, to figure out how to get this thing going. Because he risked, not only are you worried about Wilson losing the locker room, Saleh has to worry about losing the room if you don't make the right decision with Wilson.
Right, because veterans look at it and go, well, does he want to win? If he keeps running this guy out there, does he want to win? You can lose the room.
Yeah, because you're going to get that defense versus offense thing, man. That defense is clobbering people. You think they want to lose games? No, they want to win games, and they're doing everything that they can. And I've seen that happen. Where teams get, and the coach is going to have to be the one to make sure that doesn't happen.
It's also interesting that, you know, Wilson tried to punt it off on the win. Well, you know, win was pretty bad. Well, you know, Mac Jones didn't play great, but he 23, 27? Yeah. So the win was okay
for him. Same draft class, too, by the way, right? I mean, so you kind of compare yourself to the others.
And by the way, he's not special either.
No, he's not special. And the Jets defense sacked him 6 times. You should be able to win a game when you hold. You essentially hold the offense at 3 points.
Listen, the Jets are the better team. I'm telling you. That's why I'd make the pick again. They're the better team than a more talented team. Stop with this whole Belichick mysticism. They're the better team. They couldn't win either of these games because of their quarterback.
We could play a game where we go through all of the quarterbacks who started in the NFL yesterday and say which one would have done enough to get the Jets a win. Because you're not asking for much. Getting into field goal range one more time late in the game, that would have been it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jets with a gut punch of a loss. Gut punch. So the tiebreaker now goes to the Patriots. And they're in last place. So all the good feeling has gone away with one punt return. And then also the performance of Zach Wilson. So let's go back to the phones. Buddha in the Bronx. Buddha.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, the last time when I spoke with y'all before, right before y'all spoke to Sal, and I said, look, they're going to have to bench this guy. You know, and you guys were like, no. I mean, Peter did say it was on the table. It sounds like y'all are walking off of that Hamburger Hill right now, and that's a good thing. But what I would say to y'all is this, in terms of two things. You know, in terms of them opening up the playbook for him and all that, listen, they coach this guy. And, you know, when you see him play quarterback, it's sort of like that guy in the Allstate commercial, Mayhem. I'm your young quarterback, and I'm going to throw the game away. They know that he's not ready for that. They know he's not ready for that.
Well, the question is he not ready for it, or can he not do it? Because if he's not ready for it, the only way to get ready for it is to go out there and do it. But if I'm game planning around him because I believe he lacks the ability, then you don't have a quarterback.
Listen, anybody who watched college football, you know, listen, me personally, I knew that before. This was a mistake. There's no draft in the history of the NFL where Zach Wilson was worth the number two pick. But what I'll say is this, and this goes to what Peter said a little while ago. And this is, to me, this encompasses everybody. The coaching staff, some fans, and some media. You want this kid to develop accountability without him ever being held accountable.
Yep.
I mean, that's whimsical in nature. You play this poorly. You have to be pulled off of the team. Not to say you can't start again, but you can't just throw games away and be this bad. So do me another favor. When you ask Salah today, I know you're going to ask him the tough questions, don't just ask him if he's possibly be benched. We need an explanation of if he can't be benched, why? And when you hear that jargon and that word salad, then it goes to what you said, Mike. That's a mandate from upstairs. All you need to know with Joe Douglas, I like him. He did a good job this year. Why is Ashton Davis still on the team? He's a useless player. He's there because you can't admit a mistake. Period.
Well, I think that there's a lot of things in play here, Buddha. I really do. And I believe that the front office is involved. Because they're working in concert. And I think that all sports teams, good teams, they work in concert. They're not working apart. So the front office tells the people on the field exactly what they want to do. Now, in a perfect world, Robert Saleh wants to win every game he can win. This is his record.
Right.
He probably wants to play a different quarterback, but they're in it together, and they have to develop this quarterback. And if not, then you're going to go into next year with some other quarterback, some veteran quarterback that's still not a needle mover like a Patrick Mahomes, or you have to draft somebody, and you've won too many games to get anybody of import, so you're starting from less than zero.
I really believe that if you tell me that Wilson can't be benched, it's coming from above.
I would agree.
And not when I say above, not Joe Douglas. I'm sure it's coming from Woody.
But isn't there a possibility that Saleh does have the ability to make the call, but he also doesn't have an option that really feels appealing or worthwhile?
Well, I mean, everybody goes crazy over Mike White because of what he did against the Bengals. But if you look at the next game that he played, he was horrid.
Right, but Peter, it's not about who gives us the best chance to win. It's about holding the kid accountable.
I agree with that.
And if the kid doesn't think he's ever going to lose his job, is that a good thing?
I agree. Listen, I am fully in favor of them benching him at this point. And not because you're done with him. Not because you're done with him, but because you want to test him and see what he can do.
And that, and I also want him to watch a pro and let it be Flacco because he's a veteran.
But they've already skipped over Flacco.
But you can always reactivate him and make him the backup quarterback again. But I really believe that what was the exact decision on having to deactivate Flacco? Was that because they didn't want the temptation of benching Wilson? Because as you said, everybody talks about Mike White and the win against Cincinnati. He was awful after that. We have no, he's not any kind of future. My future right now, whether you like it or not, is Zach Wilson. And I got to find out what he is. And to just, because Rex keeps bringing up Sanchez. Well, you asked Sanchez to be a passenger and to manage the game. And then when it came time to go out there and win games, what happened? He wasn't very good. He ended up not being your quarterback. Is that what you want? Sneak it to the playoffs, game manage your way into the postseason. Yeah, you break the schneid of 12 consecutive years not making the playoffs, but did you really help the future of your organization not knowing who your quarterback is going to be in year three?
I do wonder how much Woody is involved now, because Woody was away for the 4 years as the ambassador to the UK, and now he's back and he probably is itchy to be really, really involved. It was Christopher for 4 years. Christopher hired Saleh. Christopher hired Joe Douglas. And I wonder how much Woody is involved now. And I think it's important for an owner to say, I don't want to go 12, 13 years without making the playoffs. I don't want to.
But Woody
was
there for the start of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So why
nothing was expected last year. They didn't get off to a 6-3 start.
But what I wonder is that I want my second overall pick to play. When so many experts came on our air and said it's probably better for him to just sit and watch for a year. They didn't even go out and get a veteran. They didn't get the Flacco until the trading deadline, mm-hmm. right?
But the Giants played Eli the first year.
After he watched Kurt Warner for 9 weeks. And then Kurt, a Super Bowl champion, sat there and was able to work with him in a miserable second half. You don't think when he had a 0.0 quarterback rating in Baltimore and was losing all those games that it didn't help Eli to go into that room and be able to talk to Kurt Warner about it and how to get through this and how to make it happen?
And by the way, didn't Kurt then turn around and go to Arizona right after?
So it's not like he was done.
No, he wasn't done at all. And also, it was tough for the veterans in that room, which is something that Saleh's going to have to sell, because they had a chance to make the playoffs with Kurt Warner. They pulled the plug on that chance so that Eli Manning could get some run.
And that's why, but last year, there was nothing expected of going to the playoffs or anything. You could have had a veteran play for a while, and then when this kid was ready. If you're telling me this kid isn't ready, Michael, we're in the second half of his second season.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to find out if he's ready? He's regressing. Now you got to find out what you have.
Let's go to Bill in the car. Bill.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I love the show.
Thanks.
Yeah, just a couple of comments about the yesterday's Jet game. First of all, Zach Wilson, all the criticisms are spot on. But then why did the Jets decide to draft number two? They had to see something in him that they felt was going to be a franchise quarterback or the potential.
Well, Bill, everybody who makes it, I mean, people saw something in Ryan Leaf and Jamarcus Russell. They're wrong. Right. Sometimes people are wrong. They whiff.
No, all right. That's valid. But at the same token, like you were saying, how are we going to know what this kid has? Now, you had it as bad as Zach Wilson played in that game,
mm-hmm.
and plus left in the game, they had an opportunity there to get a field goal to win the game. I put that on coaching, whether offensive coordinator and Saleh. How did they not put – they had a 3rd-and-1 with a minute left, and they're sitting there deciding what to do. They finally call a timeout with 35 seconds, and then they do that horrible play that lost like 2 or 3 yards for the 3rd-and-1, and then they wind up punting, and the rest is history. I mean, they couldn't – the one time they should have ran the ball, 3rd-and-1, was then – after they took a timeout with 1 minute left, and then they had an opportunity moving the ball downfield and possibly winning the game with a field goal.
Well, Bill, I think what happened there, I don't think it was a great moment for the Jet coaching staff. They were like caught betwixt and between running the clock out and going to overtime,
right,
or then trying to go for the field goal. But then they're thinking, we've got to move it a chunk of yards in 25 seconds, and does this quarterback have it in him?
No, they got 2 yards in the second half.
Right. I mean,
if you want to nitpick,
have you ever heard that before?
No. You want to nitpick a play here or there, fine. But you telling me you watched that game and you're telling me that it was play calling that was the problem?
Did you guys see the stat moving around in the second half? They averaged 2 inches a play.
Yeah. Well, that 2 yards.
Yeah.
That 2 yards. That's incomprehensible.
I don't think I've ever.
I believe that if Marco LaGreca or Charlie Kay were quarterbacking the team, they'd probably be able to manage more than 2 yards.
I think so. At least a handful.
Because you'd feel bad just clobbering an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
An 8 and a 5-year-old probably just hand the ball off. They get more than 2 yards.
Well, we put Charlie at QB.
Mm-hmm.
We put Marco at the half.
Marco would just, he'd get just chunks of yards.
Yeah, it's like giving it to Fridge in the Super Bowl.
Right.
He's just taking people out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Devils Oilers. Will the Devils continue their win streak, Don? 12 in a row, right?
12 in a row.
Since I wore the jersey.
Tie a franchise record set in 0-1.
Is it surprising to you, or are they
shocking,
good?
Shocking. I don't know. They were chanting for Lindy Ruff to be fired after an 0-2 start.
Right.
And now they're actually chanting, or they were the last time they were home, that they apologized. They're sorry. Sorry, Lindy was what they were chanting.
Really?
Yeah. But no, this is an absolute shock. But it seems legit. They're not getting any of these in the shootout. They beat up on the Senators on Saturday 5-1. All the kids are coming together. They remind me of Colorado from a couple of years ago, where all the young kids are starting to mature. Now, I don't know if they'll win a cup this year, but they remind me of the Avalanche.
You should actually bring Bear to the Prudential Center.
Why is that?
Because Bear could cheer for Lindy Ruff. 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 You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, that's a dad joke. That's a hockey dad joke.
Islanders at Maple Leaf, 7:30. That'll be a 10:50
vehicle. A
10:50
vehicle, yes.
And then 8 o'clock, Knicks at Thunder. They finished their road trip, so they had 2 wins, and over the weekend they lost 2 games.
Got to win.
So if they don't beat the Thunder, then they come back 2-3, which is not awful on a West Coast swing, but when you start off 2-0.
Well, not only that, Michael, we thought they'd go 1-4 because this is supposed to be the given game.
Right.
So you don't want to give up the given game and come back 2-3. It'll hit completely different than 3-2.
Speaking of hitting different, little World Cup update. Wales has tied the United States 1-1 after a terrible penalty by the U.S. inside the box. Penalty kick for Wales, and now we are just getting into bonus time.
All bonus time. We don't know how much time there really is left.
Can I just throw something? Can I throw out a soccer observation?
Observation, sure.
It's very difficult to score. You don't see a lot of goals being
scored.
That's
right. Even in the dating game.
So why is a penalty in the box so punitive that it ends up being almost an easy goal?
I think that's the one question that we as laymen ask and that soccer purists still debate too. It's such a big, like, it was a dumb penalty, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the guy was in no position to score, and now you just gave
him
a goal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're going from, it's very difficult to score, but because an opportunity was stopped, it's like a no-brainer you're going to score now.
Monday night game tonight, San Francisco, Arizona.
That's Mexico City.
Yeah. But you can see it on ESPN, 8:15 start with Joe and Troy, and that's game time.
Oh, nine.
Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly.
That was glorious what you did. That was very good. I would have started with the Knicks, but you did a very good job.
Well, I wanted to get a little on the Devils, you know what I mean? I want to cover everything.
But we're the home of the Knicks.
I get it, but I'm not a homer.
That's right. You're not. You're no Yankee boy.
I'm not an ESPN boy.
You're not ESPN boy.
I'm just doing my show. All right, so there's some people that scream class and other people that scream class.
Oh.
We come in today, there's a big box from Larry Hardesty and his wife congratulating us on the 20th anniversary. Who does that?
Larry Hardesty does.
Nobody else does it.
Because he's a class guy.
He really is.
He really is a wonderful human being.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris and Ronkonkoma said he had a great time at the 20th. Let's hear from him. Chris?
Yes, how are you guys? Big fan of the show.
Cool, what's up?
My brother actually won tickets from you guys a couple of weeks ago. It was Blanderson Hooper on Twitter.
Oh, he ended up taking me to the show.
Sure, we saw Blanderson.
Yes, we had a fantastic fantastic time. So you guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
But I am a diehard Jets fan, and I just wanted to say, Don, you actually stole my thunder right at the beginning of the show, because I think it was you that brought up what Josh Allen said after the Bills lost to the Jets, and you're talking about a guy that actually played very well in that game, but threw a couple of really dumb interceptions. The first thing that he came out and did after that game is, "We can't win if I play like crap." And, you know, for Zach Wilson to come out yesterday and talk about the wins and, you know, say no, that they didn't let the defense down.
Terrible.
I don't see how you can sit up there and say that with a straight face. And I think it's going to end up in a situation, and I think it already is, because I'm sure you guys have seen there were two instances, I think, either yesterday or today, where John Franklin Myers and Sauce Gardner both liked tweets that were destroying Zach Wilson.
Wow.
And they both had to come out and say, "Oh, you know, I like that by accident. I didn't mean to like that." You know, I don't believe that at all. And you're going to run into a situation where you have an amazing defense.
They're
stuck with Zach Wilson.
It was a little sketchy, Chris, that Sauce Gardner and John Franklin Myers both accidentally liked the same tweet that just eviscerated.
Who was the tweet? Was it from a notable person?
I'm not sure who it was from, but it was like, "You can't win like this," or whatever, and they liked it. And then Sauce Gardner went through this whole long thing and said, "You know, I always accidentally like things." Well, my advice to you, Sauce, you know, we were with you on Friday, don't accidentally like things. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. And you know what? It you had mentioned that you don't want to lose the room by benching Wilson, because these guys all want to make the playoffs, but are they looking at it like, "Will you please bench Wilson? I want to make the playoffs."
No, that's what I think is happening.
And that's what it's really turning into. And I see when a room can fall apart. Paul JC tweeted, "There was more snow in Buffalo this past weekend, 77 inches, than total yards, 72 inches gained by the Jets in the second half against the Patriots."
Mom.
They ended up getting the full 6 feet of snow?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow. Some areas.
Good call. Good call to move the game to Detroit. And guess what? Worked out for the Bills anyway.
But not for Don, because it was a push.
It was a push.
But it didn't look like it was going to be a push.
No, they were in control the whole game. I said, or at least I got my three, as I'm watching Jones return the punt for a touchdown. And I look
Tell
over
everybody
at
what
end.
You're saying. Like Jones was...
I said, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. First of all, I couldn't believe this is happening to
and
the Jets.
And he was saying that, and you know, all of a sudden, Nancy started thinking it was their anniversary, but it wasn't.
Maybe two oh my gods I forgot on the anniversary. But my brother had a little impromptu Thanksgiving yesterday, because he's going to New Orleans.
Why is he going to New Orleans for Thanksgiving?
Somebody's getting married on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Probably somebody that's
marrying Satan. And because it's his wedding anniversary on Saturday, they're going to stay in New Orleans.
Love it.
New Orleans.
Love New Orleans.
I love New Orleans and Vegas are the two places I can give you 3-4 days. I don't know if I could do a week.
Mm. Yeah, you feel dirty there. I'm sorry.
No, that's a good 3 days.
Depends where you stay.
Yeah, but you walk down Bourbon Street and your feet are sticking to the floor because of dried vomit. It's not fun.
No, I'm not walking down Bourbon Street. I love New Orleans. I'm not walking down
Bourbon Street. Now, let's try to
read... So that's where I was screaming, oh God, oh God, during the meal.
Let's try to read the tea leaves here, Don. We've been doing this a long time. So, Robert Saleh, while he's not Eli Manning, is usually always about between 3:30 and 3:45. Now, we've been told he's not going to be on the air with us until 4:30.
Now,
what's going on?
I don't know. I'm looking at Twitter because we're doing the show.
That's
I haven't
right.
seen any Saleh quotes. I don't think he has spoken
to the media.
I don't think
he's met with the media yet. So everything's being held up.
So something's being held up. I don't think it's anything.
Oh, really?
Because we build it up and then ends up being nothing. What, you think that they're having a discussion on announcing that they're benching Wilson?
Could be.
After he said 5 minutes ago it didn't even cross his mind?
He said yesterday it didn't cross his mind?
Yeah. During the game.
Let's see what I have. Or did somebody place a phone call and say? I don't know. Well, listen, I hope for the show it's chaos. Right?
Yeah. Chaos is what rules.
Well, here's the Saleh quote.
No, that's the furthest thing on my mind.
Yeah,
I told you guys before, Zach's our quarterback, and we've got to find ways to help him get better.
Maybe they're just trying to come up with a way for him to wiggle out of that.
Right. How exactly do we completely reverse course?
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.